On Oliver Street in southeast Wichita, a sign advertises packs of Marlboro Reds for $5.19. It's on the facade of Nori's gas station. Inside, the counter displays just about every kind of tobacco product you can think of. The convenience store also sells candy and pop, but owner Irshad Kazia says he'd be out of business if tobacco was removed from his store.
You know, there is what we can do. If there are no cigarettes, who is going to come over here? Buy the candy or pop? No, they're not going to come.
Kazia says he gets about 40% of his revenue from tobacco. His store is just a few hundred yards away from an elementary school. He says he's very careful not to sell to minors. But many anti-tobacco advocates would like to see a buffer zone, a 1,000-foot tobacco-free perimeter surrounding schools. A supermarket along Harry Street that features Mexican and Latin American food also sells tobacco products. There is no tobacco advertising other than the packs of cigarettes themselves. The store is also only a short distance away from an elementary school.
As far as tobacco goes, is it a big part of your guys' sales?
Not really. I mean, it's there when people want it, but it's nothing that we see a lot of profit from.
Rosie Vaccaro works at the supermarket. She says most customers are here for groceries, and the removing tobacco products wouldn't really impact the traffic into the store.
50 head of cattle heading for home. Come to where the flavor is. Come to Marlboro Country.
In 1970, TV and radio commercials like this were banned from being broadcast. But despite that ruling, billions of dollars are still spent each year in tobacco advertising. The majority of this is given directly to retailers so they can sell tobacco products at lower prices. Spending this money helped tobacco companies make about $35 billion in profits last year. And even Kansas gets in on the revenue.
We bring in $150 million every year through tobacco-related revenue, and only invest $1 million of that in tobacco prevention. So it does seem out of balance.
Jeff Willett works for the Kansas Health Foundation. He says the CDC recommends Kansas provide $28 million per year for tobacco prevention. He says the added funding would allow for aggressive, youth-oriented anti-tobacco campaigns and give assistance to healthcare providers who are trying to help their patients quit. Kurt Ribisol, executive director of CounterTools, recently spoke at a local tobacco summit. His organization works to counter the negative effects of tobacco use in cities across the U.S. They help public health workers collect and organize data related to tobacco retailers, hoping to eventually use it to persuade local policy. They are now doing this data collection in Wichita.
We're finding that the tobacco retailers in a community are just not evenly distributed. We tend to see that there are more tobacco retailers in poor neighborhoods and in neighborhoods where you see a higher percentage of African-American residents.
They know this through an interactive map that pinpoints the tobacco retailers throughout the city. Allison Myers, who works with Ribisol, helped build the map.
We also know that the people in those communities experience not only higher access to tobacco, but in those particular stores, they have higher numbers of advertisements, steeper price discounts, often cheaper prices on menthol cigarettes, all kind of layered to create a situation where tobacco use can become really prevalent.
In order to reduce the number of these retailers, Myers suggests creating a buffer around schools. They would also like to see a limit on candy-flavored tobacco products and a ban on coupons and discounts that make these products more enticing. Of the $150 million Kansas receives from tobacco revenue, local prevention measures only amount to the salary of one person, a tobacco educator for the Sedgwick County Health Department, who helps run the Tobacco Free Wichita Coalition. She couldn't speak on tape, but there's a number of people who volunteer for this organization, like Kathy Sykes.
Tobacco control has always been interesting to me. My mother started smoking as a young teenage girl because to stay thin and because it was cool.
She says kids and adults are still using tobacco for the same reasons her mother did. Sykes is tired of this trend. She's been working on data collection with CounterTools since October.
One of the areas we are very concerned with is young people. And so it's going to be looking at specific neighborhoods, going to the schools, going to the parents, seeing what the impact of having that many retailers in the neighborhood is having.
Both Tobacco Free Wichita and CounterTools are in the early stages of their research. Sykes says Wichita does a good job of investigating underage tobacco sales and with keeping many public areas smoke-free. According to the CDC, states that make large investments in tobacco prevention see results. Kansas Health Foundation's Jeff Willett.
Kansas currently ranks 42nd in the nation in per capita funding for tobacco prevention.
Not a number health officials are happy with. Meanwhile, a decade-long tobacco control program in the state of New York is attributed with $4 billion in health care savings. And a youth smoking initiative in Florida has helped the state drastically cut the smoking rates in middle schools and high schools. Health officials in Kansas are desperate to see these kinds of results in their own communities. For KMUW News, I'm Sean Sandifer.